Okay, Mishnah Gimel. We talked about in the previous Mishnahs, what happens if you made two different doughs and you put them on the same tray and they are touching to one another such that they are noshchos, that they are biting one another, that if you pull them apart, they'd pull off from each other a little bit. So we're discussing what kind of flour the two doughs have to be made out of in order for them to combine. Now the Mishnah says, what about if you have shnei kavim, if you have two kav, you have two different doughs. Each dough is comprised of one kav of flour. And we know that it either takes 3/4 of a kav of flour in order to yield a dough that would require taking off challah. Or we said that maybe these Mishnahs are working, at least the way the Rambam understands it, that they're working according to the opinion of Hillel, who holds an adius that that the shear of a dough in order to be chayv and challah is two kav. So now, this Mishnah says if you have two kav, in other words, you have two different doughs, that are on a tray, and they are sitting there, and each dough is made out of one kav of flour. The kav orez, kav truma be'emza, and then there is a kav of rice, in other words, there is a dough that is made from a kav of rice flour, or it's the dough is made out of a kav from a flour that was truma. Now we know that truma is not actually chayv and challah, just like any other challah is something that you take off and give to the kohen. So if the kohen has a dough that's made out of truma, that doesn't require taking off of challah. So what happens if you have these two different, you have two doughs, each one is a kav, in the middle of the tray, in other words, you have three doughs in a row, the two doughs on either end, is a regular dough, each one is made out of a kav, which is not enough in order to require taking off challah, but in the middle, touching to each of the two doughs, is a dough that's either made out of rice flour, which is obviously not chayv and challah because it's not one of the five grains, or you have a dough made out of truma, which is also not chayv and challah, and the three doughs are now all touching to one another. In other words, dough one is touching to the middle dough is touching to the third dough, and they're all touching in a way that they're noshchos, that they're biting to one another, that if you pull them apart, they would be pull off a little bit from each other. So Einam Mitzdarfin, they do not combine in order to add up to the shear of a dough to be chayv and challah. Why is that? Because the dough in the middle that's connecting the two doughs is a dough that's made out of rice flour or out of chuma flour, and that's pater from challah. So that can be used as like a connector for the two doughs to add up to the shear to be chayv and challah. But what about if you have a dough that had challah taken off from it, and that dough was in the middle? So you have you have the two kav, you have the two different doughs that have not had challah taken off from them, and they are on either end of the tray. And then in the middle, connecting the two doughs is a third dough, and this third dough is actually a dough that was chayv and challah, but you took off challah already. Can that combine the two to add up to the share of challah? So says the Mishnah, mitzdarfin, then the two kav would be connected to add up to the share of challah. Shekvar nes chayv challah. For the dough that is between them was already chayv and challah, it just had challah taken off from it. But in other words, it was in the parsha of challah, as opposed to the first case that we talked about, a dough that's made out of rice flour or a dough that's made out of chuma flour. It was never in the parsha of taking off challah. It's not currently in the parsha of taking off flour, so that's why it can't serve to connect the two doughs. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? The Mishnah really discussed two cases. The first case is that if you have two kav, in other words, one dough made out of one kav of flour, another dough made out of another kav of flour, let's say they're both made out of wheat flour, they're sitting on a tray, they're not touching to one another, but then you put a third dough in the middle, now that third dough, which you put in the middle, is touching to each of the two doughs. So would that combine the two doughs to be chayv and challah, to add up to the shear to be chayv and challah? So we said it depends. If the middle dough is made out of rice flour or out of chuma flour, then the two doughs are not going to combine. But if it's made out of a dough that was if the middle dough is something that was chayv and challah, but it had challah taken off, then the two doughs will combine to add up to the shear to be require you taking off challah.